This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you've got a question, love to hear from you. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. On the site, as mentioned, you can learn more about Klaus Financial. You can also listen back to this podcast and previous shows podcast as well. Another great feature there is that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Get signed up for that. You'll see that envelope that says Stay Current, and you get a weekly email in your inbox with a link to the most recent podcast, as well as some snapshot of what's been going on in the market. It's a great, great tool. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Eric, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sean. Glad to be here.
Great to have you on. And Malia, how are you doing on this beautiful fall, soon-to-be fall morning, I guess?
Well, it feels like it. Time to get out the sweaters. We're doing great.
I've got a sweater on today. It's just, yeah, it was, like, I think we're all a little.
Break it out.
Yeah, I think we're all a little excited. I've been seeing them hang in the closet for months. You're going, come on. So we've got a really important conversation, a lot of great information about annuities. And I think a lot of people hear the word annuity. Maybe they've seen some things or heard some things, and there's a lot to know about and understand about them. So we're going to get a really good breakdown of what an annuity is and a little bit about the things that folks need to know when it comes to those. We'll be doing that in just a moment. Of course, another thing we're going to be doing is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, another fantastic prize from our friends at Klaus Financial, a $25 gift card to REI Co-op. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program, but as you can probably guess, Quiz Question of the Week, there's probably a little trivia involved, and you are right. There's a little trivia involved. Good news about that is the question and answer typically come up during each week's program. So pay close attention. You have a leg up on everybody else. Before we start talking annuities this week, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so the good news is that the trivia is actually important trivia, yes. Which means you should listen. And last week we had a lot of listeners, and we had a good conversation about long-term care, your potential need for that, and then ways in which to perhaps address it through long-term care insurance. So the question last week was, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, what percentage of the average 65-year-old persons living today will eventually need long-term care services? Was it 25% or 70%? So a big shout out, congratulations to our winner from last week, Brian of Stoughton, correctly answered 70% will need some type of long-term care. So thanks for listening and listen carefully today.
As we're looking forward to another educational program this week, as mentioned last week's, a lot of fantastic information. If you did miss last week's program, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. And I know when people start talking about retirement, a word you often hear is annuity, and that comes up quite a bit. Today, we're going to be getting a summary about these products and get a little bit of education about the complexities. Let's kind of get some of the background. How long have annuities been around here in the United States?
Yeah, it's a great question. And believe it or not, Sean, annuities actually predate the United States. So We have to go way back in history, back to 1759, to find the first record of an annuity here. Now, obviously, they've evolved quite a bit since then, but they continue to be a pretty popular retirement income tool. In 2021, this is just a crazy stat to me. The total value of retirement assets allocated to annuities was estimated at more than $2.5 trillion. So these are a really, really popular tool out there. Really important thing to remember, though, is ultimately annuities are insurance products. So we see this a lot. They're often sold as really effective investment or, you know, asset accumulation tools. But really the true purpose of an annuity is to create income. And like anything, they're going to work best when they're used for what they're actually built to do. They're long-term contracts between an individual and an insurance company. And like I said earlier, they're creating income that essentially can't be outlived in retirement. Now at Klaus, we don't sell annuities. We do have our insurance licenses, and we do recognize the benefits of them. Sometimes our clients face situations where an annuity makes a lot of sense, and we're happy to help them determine that. But it's important to recognize that annuities are not necessarily for everyone. When they're used correctly, they can serve a really important purpose in a retirement plan. I think we'd all agree it's really important to have stable income in retirement. But when they're used incorrectly, they can end up being expensive and really restrictive products, and they may not necessarily serve the best interests of the client in the end.
Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, we've got a line for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. So, Eric, as we're getting kind of an education on this, what are some of the big things people need to understand before they sign up for an annuity?
Yeah, I think I said it here just a moment ago, but these are long-term investments specifically designed for income and often for retirement. So remember that phrase, for retirement or even for income, because if you take money out of an annuity prior to reaching age 59 and a half, I know that's a magic age we've talked about before, you'll often have to pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty, and you may also run into what's called a surrender charge. So that's essentially a fee for taking an annuity out before you've held it for a minimum number of years. So if we're talking to someone who's, say, 50 years old, and they're considering purchasing an annuity, it's important for them to understand that the funds they put into the annuity, they're not really easily accessible in the short run. They are for income and often income later on. But what I will say is, I mentioned this earlier, one of the major upsides of an annuity is the ability to create predictable, stable income. Now, the income, just like any other insurance product, it's backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Okay, so for many people, buying an annuity offers kind of that peace of mind, that reassurance that they have income in retirement that they won't outlive. Now, I like to think of this like being a homeowner, for example. For homeowners, one of the risks is that they could have a fire at their home and their home could burn down. So what they do is they purchase homeowners insurance. What they're doing is they're transferring that risk, right, from themselves to the homeowner's insurer. This is really not all that different. So in this case, retirees are transferring the risk of running out of money from themselves to the insurance company. Now, just like the folks that insure your home, the insurance companies don't do this out of the goodness of their hearts. They do this for a fee, right? And we'll get into that a little bit more later on, but it's important to remember what you're doing is essentially purchasing insurance against running out of money. So lots more to discuss, but I think that's a pretty good intro.
Really good setup there. Talking, of course, with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. It's a good one, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. You can learn more about all the folks and the team at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So I've got to guess that there's not just one annuity. There's got to be some different types of annuities. What's out there, Malia?
Well, yeah, and that's where we start talking about annuities are really A to Z, understanding the different types out there, obviously multiple companies that offer them. And we really do see a resurgence of annuity talk, so to speak, as soon as we have market volatility, which, of course, we've seen a lot of this year. So again, I want people to focus on what Eric just said, which is, nothing is done for free, right? And again, the expenses are in there to pay the insurance company so that if you're going to need to draw the income for your lifetime in retirement, someone has already prepaid for that. So keep that in mind. So for the education part here, there's two basic types of annuities you should understand. There's deferred annuities and there's immediate annuities. So deferred annuities, those are actually begun in the accumulation phase. The owner pays a premium, so you're basically adding some after-tax money. So let's say you want to take out an annuity and put in $25,000. You would put it into the annuity. You choose available investment options. And during this phase, the earnings typically accumulate on a tax-deferred basis. So the owner has the flexibility to start the distribution or an income phase at a later date, and that often coincides with the retirement date. Now, I'll tell you, a lot of people have put money into deferred annuities. They've added on some expensive riders, to be quite honest, some income riders, and they never turn on the income. So those are things that sometimes clients come to us with, and they've held an annuity for X amount of years. And if they're not going to turn on the income portion, the rider that they have for lifetime, they've just paid a lot of money for a lot of years really to not utilize it. So you really want to look at your particular situation if you have some of those. So under the deferred annuity portion, there's two types of those. There's fixed annuities, and those often offer a fixed rate of return for a specific period of time, and you would select the time period that works for you. But there's also variable annuities, also known as VAs, and those offer a wide range of investment options as well. But the value of those contracts, again, those ultimately are invested in the market by the insurance companies. Those go all over the board as far as, you know, being volatile in volatile markets. But again, there's living benefit riders that come at the additional cost. So those are the two types of deferred annuities, fixed and variable. And then there's immediate annuities, and those versus being the accumulation phase of your retirement, they actually go directly into a distribution phase, meaning that you put the money in, and your $25,000 or $100,000 is carved out per month for the number of years you need that income. So those are a little easier to understand, a little more straightforward for people. There's a choice of income options in exchange for your premium payment. So a lot to understand about all the various chassis that these annuities have.
And understanding those different types is very, very important as we talk with Malia Cuevas and CJ, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. CJ taking the week off, of course. He's taking the week off. So you've got a question. What's that, Malia?
Tell him you said that as he's stuck on a plane right now.
Yeah, exactly. If you've got a question.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, I guarantee he is. If you got a question for Eric and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll talk about fees and things you need to be aware of there when it comes to annuities. We'll get those questions and take yours next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Got a phone line open for you, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about annuities. And we know nothing is for free. It's important to understand fees within annuities as well, isn't it?
Yes. So again, we never want to sound negative on different types of potential ideas for your retirement planning, but we want you to be aware. That's really what we say, buyer beware here. There can be some disadvantages such as high fees. And really, this is a kicker, the limited liquidity that these different types of vehicles might offer you. So these products are very complex, really quite hard to understand in many cases, even for a well-educated professional. So please don't sign anything before you really understand all the little details. So just for starters, again, no surprises, almost all annuities have commissions. So commissions being paid to the individual selling it to you. We want you to understand that that generally means a commission of anywhere from 1 to 10% of that total value of the contract is probably going to be paid to that individual selling it to you. So very much so, they're interested in potentially selling it to you. So if you have a $100,000 annuity paying a 7% commission, that the seller of that annuity is going to probably have a commission of $7,000. So I like people to be really aware of that. The more complex the annuity, the often higher the commission. So the more simpler, more straightforward the contract, usually lower the commission. And you won't see that directly come out of your investment. So when you write that check, you should be aware that some of that incentive is being sold to you. And there's also trailing commissions that sometimes the seller, selling agent might be paid for every year on the contract. So here's what we want you to be even more aware of: surrender charges. So as Eric spoke, you want to make sure that you're not going to need that money well before you're actually going to be able to pull it at 59 and a half without penalty. So if we're looking at surrender charges, again, surrender charges might be anywhere from 1 to 10 years. We've seen them. Surrender charges typically run about 7% of your account value if you leave after 1 year. And the fee generally declines by 1 percentage point a year until it gets to zero after year 7 or 8. I have seen, unfortunately, surrender charges that go out 20 years on some of these contracts. And so people do put them in blindly in their 50s. And my goodness, if they ever decide in their life something has come up and they need to change something, the flexibility is not there unless you feel like paying that huge penalty. So just understand what you're deciding to do with a vehicle like that. And there's also annual fees. So if you put money into a variable annuity, you're going to probably encounter some high annual expenses. What we spend time doing is adding up the annual insurance charge that can run 1.25%. You add in annual investment management fees that can run anywhere between 0.5% to 2%. All said and done, some of these annuities we have seen with total fees in the 4 to 7+% rate. So if you think you're making X percent in the market, you have to understand internally the expenses are hefty for that guarantee of the quote predictable income of the future. So again, we just want you to be aware of what you're signing before you sign.
Really important stuff. Really great guidance as always. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. What about taxes and annuities? What happens then too with things like deferred growth? What do people need to know there, Eric?
Yeah, it all comes back to taxes, doesn't it, Sean?
Yes, it does.
You know, this is going to depend. I know we say that a lot, but it's going to depend on the type of annuity that you have and how you decide to draw the money out. So I'll start with the simplest one. So if you use money in your IRA or your 401k or retirement account, and you use that to purchase an annuity, it's pretty simple. It's just like taking money out of any of your other retirement accounts. Everything that comes out is taxable if you got if you deferred the taxes on the dollars in the first place. So with an IRA, pre-tax money, all the income coming out is taxable to you. Now, where it gets a little more complicated is if you use after-tax dollars. So think dollars that are just in your bank account. Let's say you take some money in your savings and you purchase an annuity. So when you take the funds out of that annuity later on, a portion of the dollars you're getting back are going to be a return of those that after-tax money you already put in there, right? So you're not going to pay tax on that again, but you are going to pay taxes on any of the gains. Now, if you convert the annuity to annuity income, and Malia was talking about this a little bit earlier, we see a lot of cases where people don't do that, but if you do decide to convert the annuity to income, essentially you're going to pay taxes on a percentage of each payment that you get, right? Some of it will be attributable to growth, and some of it will be giving you your initial principal back. But the most important part about this is that any income tax you do pay on the annuity is going to be at your ordinary income tax rate, okay? That's versus a regular investment account where you pay the preferable capital gains tax rate, provided that you hold the securities for a certain amount of time. So if you don't need money from your annuity, one of the selling points of an annuity is that you can continue to defer the taxes on that. But at some point, somebody is going to have to pay taxes on that. And we often see it where beneficiaries are inheriting this from their parents in their highest income earning years and then needing to pay ordinary income tax on these dollars. So just like Malia said, we don't want to sound negative or down on these products, but we just think it's important for people to understand what they're purchasing. And the last piece I'll say on taxes, if you have an annuity and you're thinking, maybe I want to do something else with it, be really cautious of just cashing out the annuity without knowing the full tax impact, because Inevitably, especially if you've held it for a long time, there probably is some sort of tactical portion of it. And there are strategies you can consider, such as a tax-free 1035 exchange, basically ways that you can make changes to what you have, but not create a big tax problem for yourself.
Important things to consider and keep in mind. We're going to talk, too, about for folks who annuity may make sense or where they may make sense. We'll get those details in just a moment. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question League. In the meantime, if you've been to the website, klossfinancial.com. Head on over there now, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. More of our conversation with Malia and Eric next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
As always, we had a lot of great information this week. A little short on time. Real quick, though, before we wrap, I know as we talked about annuities, people say, well, okay, where might these fit? Where would these make sense? Eric, where might an annuity make sense?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the pitfalls of annuities. So let's just touch on a couple situations where they may actually make sense. One of the, I think, the most obvious ones for in terms of what we see in working with clients is providing a hedge against living too long. As we've said on the show before, one of the biggest fears retirees have is running out of money before they run out of life. Annuities can be a solution to that by providing income, you know, no matter how long they live. The other big one, I think, is having peace of mind when the stock market is volatile. Like Malia said, this is a very timely concept. But for people we see who really don't have a stomach for bear markets or any sort of stock market volatility, annuities do provide them with some reassurance and potentially can prevent them from making what we call the big mistake, selling stocks during a big market pullback. Because that is one of the biggest risks for retirees is if they panic and they sell a large chunk of their portfolio when the market's down, that can be extremely difficult to recover from, especially because it takes them a long time often to get back into the market. But I would just also say, remember that there are other ways of addressing these two big concerns, because they are big concerns for retirees. And there are other ways to address these, potentially with lower costs, maybe some more flexibility, that you might want to consider before choosing an annuity. Just like anything else, you know, ask questions, understand what you're buying, and just make sure you're going in eyes wide open.
Very important information this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637, you'll win a $25 gift card to REI Co-op. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: a true or false, the best kind. If you take money out of annuity prior to age 59 and a half, you will pay an early distribution penalty of 10%. Is that true or false? 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win that $25 gift card to REI. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. Malia, Eric, always great talking with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, Sean.
Kevin Clark is with us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.